another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week we're going to talk about skincare. So I personally love skincare. Love makeup, love skincare. Yes, I know, you're having hard feelings. And I love Sephora, pretty much. So I know you have a lot of questions.
Okay.
So yeah.
I understand this is a massive craze. It's a massive topic of conversation with kids your age. You're in fifth grade, 10 years old. It's a big conversation with amongst parents also. We'll get into a bunch of things. But let's start with what is your routine, or your, I don't want to say anything excessive. Like, what is your just regular
routine?
What is your regular morning routine?
So I do face wash, which is cleanser.
Yep.
Then I use toner.
You do every day?
Yeah. No, pretty much every day.
Okay, that goes on when?
In the morning after I wash my face, after I do cleanser.
Okay. What is the point of a toner?
Just like, I don't know, like, it's something, it's for your skin.
Okay.
It's tone, but it's not, it doesn't tone. It just makes it just.
Well, this sounds great.
I know, okay. It really does.
Okay,
it makes your skin like glowy, kind of, a little bit.
Okay.
But it's just something you put on after. It doesn't really make it glowy. It's something you put on after.
Okay, so before tomorrow
that
morning.
That mom says she uses, so I'm like, okay.
Great. Mom's an adult. Before tomorrow morning, I need you to look up, what does toner do to your face? I just need you to look it up.
It's on the thing.
I just need you to look it up. Like, what is the point of toner? I just need you to look it up.
Fine.
Because I don't even know. I need you to look that up.
Okay. Okay?
Because you shouldn't be doing anything unless you actually know what it's doing for you.
It's okay? Safe, trust me.
No, I'm not even concerned about it being safe. If it wasn't safe, mom would say no.
Okay.
So I want you to... Just, you need to know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. This light just went out. I got you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then what?
And then I don't do serum, so I skip that. And I do hydrating cream.
Moisturizer.
Hydrating cream is the same thing.
Yeah, moisturizer.
Face moisturizer.
Safe face moisturizer.
Yeah.
Okay? Great.
And then sometimes I'll put on, like, just like a little scented cream, like around my neck sometimes.
Okay.
Or like, yeah.
Okay.
And that's my morning routine.
Okay. What about you shower at night?
Yeah.
So
I just
what do you do at night?
I'll choose two creams. I usually use just like one moisturizing, sometimes one scented, and I split it in between, you know, my body. And
so you'll put on, like, I see you put on like that. Like the regular Trader Joe's moisturizer.
Yeah, because that's my moisturizer.
Yeah.
Because I know that makes my skin soft.
Yep.
And then I'll just use like another random cream. Like sometimes I'll use the Sol de Janeiro Brazilian Bum Bum Cream.
Okay.
I'll go some.
And you do that just like on a certain part of your body or what?
Like sometimes I do usually one arm, the other.
Really? That's
seriously,
fun.
And I'll use one leg, and then I'll switch the next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I actually don't do that, like, a ton. Sometimes I'll just do one, but
sometimes
if I'm just feeling it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we always said the most important thing is, like, I remember when this started to come about, like, that kids were going, and I think it started because kids were watching TikToks, which I know you weren't, but TikToks of people doing their skincare routines, which I still can't believe anyone watches that. But anyway, besides the point, people watch people cook. So
it's literally same thing. The same thing.
So we said, okay, there was no skincare anything until you're washing your face every single day.
Okay.
Right. So you started that pretty young.
Yeah.
And of washing your face every single morning, every single night. Well, obviously shower, but nothing ever goes on a dirty face.
Yeah, no.
You always
have
to wash.
Clogs your pores.
Right, and that's always the thing of like Or putting on moisturizer.
And yeah. I'm only using...
you have to shower
And
first.
I'm only using Skeef skincare.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love lip oil, lip balm,
okay, so let's,
lip gloss. Right,
so let's talk about lip gloss. So what happened to... so chapstick is... educate me. Because these are a lot of questions that a lot of my friends have too. A lot of the dads. So chapstick is for...
Chapstick...
Hold on. Versus... lip gloss.
Chapstick's good to keep, like, I keep a little chapstick in my pencil case so I can use it in the middle of class. I'm not going to start putting on, like, my, like, glazed lip gloss in the middle of a class. So that's, like, fine to keep with you for certain scenarios, right? Like, if that's, like, moisturizing. Moisturizing for your lips. But I also keep...
Well, hold on one second. What if you, like, when you leave in the morning before you go to school, what do you just put on chapstick?
No, I put on lip gloss.
Lip gloss. Is it the same thing?
No. Lip gloss, like, doesn't hydrate your skin.
Okay, so
there's a lot of different things you can use. Like, Glossier is a different version.
But shouldn't you put on something like chapstick or something?
But I have chapstick
first?
In my pencil case, and I have Glossier in my pencil case.
No, before you go outside, especially in the winter?
No, I put it on. Well, actually, what I figured out is that if you put Aquaphor over your lipstick, I use the Sephora one.
Over, okay.
It actually makes it glowy and it moisturizes. So
over your.
So if you put on like a little bit, I use the Sephora one, just like the Sephora brand. If you put it over like the cherry one, and then you put on that, and then you put just a little bit over.
Okay.
Then that's good. That works.
Okay, because most importantly, like, you can have all these things, but if you're not using it right, like, especially in. I mean, you put them on all the time, but especially when it gets cold out and you're walking about a half hour to school, like, you need chapstick, right?
Okay.
Okay. So what are these other? I see a lot of like lip
Glossier
mask.
Lip mask.
Well, Glossier is a brand.
Glossier is a brand.
So lip mask, lip balm.
Okay. A lip mask.
What's the difference?
A lot of people put them on at night, and they.
So they're saying a lot of people like. You've done it.
I've done it before.
Okay, so sometimes you don't need to say a lot of people.
Sometimes I actually put them on a little bit in the middle of the day. I don't really know why I do that. But if I'm not
going to... In the middle of the day, where?
No, like, if I'm at home for a day, and I'm not going to touch them for a while, sometimes I'll just leave them on and then wash them off in a little bit. But, like, I just use, like, the Laneige a lot. No, okay. I do. I use Laneige. I put it on.
Yep.
And I sleep with it.
Yep.
And... That's lip mask.
And what does this do?
Hydrates.
Okay, so this really just falls directly in line with how I've said that your generation is the most hydrated generation because you can't go anywhere without a water bottle. Now all of it is about skin hydration also.
Yeah.
So this is
about having healthy, soft, and glowy skin.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get to suntan lotion in a moment. Okay.
Suntan lotion you put on.
Continue.
Okay, so that's lip mask. So there's lip gloss and lip oil.
Oh my God.
Okay, lip oil is about, I feel like it's sometimes a little thinner, but a lot of times it's the same as lip gloss. But it's more, I feel like I have a lip oil from Ilia, how to say it. I got it because... Mom got like a, I don't know how she got it, but she
got a free sample somewhere?
Or she got it from someone, I don't know, and she gave it to me.
Okay.
But it's like gets more hard on my lips, so I'm not sure if that's it. I'm not really, I don't know.
That's awesome.
But it's about, I call it the same as lip gloss, okay?
Okay.
And lip gloss is like shimmery, sparkly.
It's fun.
It's fun to put on your...
Totally.
Not like
I get it.
Fun. But there's certain ones that are good, certain ones that don't work. But there's ones you want to like... It's like to sparkle up your lips.
I get it.
People know you put it... They don't always have to know. But like, it's something that like, if someone look closely, they can know.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get that. I totally understand the lip gloss thing.
Then chapstick is just... Chapstick. It's just...
Like real protection for your lips.
Yeah.
Actual. So. Like it actually works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, lip gloss aren't supposed to hydrate. They just look nice.
Right. So that's what you could also do is put chapstick on and then you can put lip gloss over it, right?
No other way around.
Well, I think There's no way that that works the same way. You have to put
lipstick and Aquaphor, chapstick and lip gloss.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anything putting Aquaphor over something.
It's a hydrating lipstick with.
Oh my god.
It's a hydrating lipstick with. Yes, I'm serious. It's a hydrating lipstick, and then you put a little over, and it shines.
You're gonna drown. You're all just water. You're all just hydrated. You're just gonna drown.
That's like the opposite. It's not watery. Okay. Yeah, I get it, but it's not watery.
So, okay. But then why fight it when we say, all right, hey, yeah, put on suntan lotion.
Because suntan lotion isn't, it's not skincare.
No, it is the ultimate form of skincare. It is the ultimate form for your skin. It is the ultimate form of skincare.
Okay.
And
can I tell you why?
So that your skin is healthy.
Yes, I know that.
Which would allow you to use all the other stuff.
I know, but the thing is,
yes,
it's in the summer, and it's usually on the weekends, and I really want to get in the pool.
I understand, but...
Yes, I get it. I shouldn't be complaining.
Right.
I only complain because I want to get in the pool.
Yeah, I understand.
That's my only reason.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, that's my reason.
All right. I mean... We all should be putting on, and I don't, but I was thinking about switching to like a face moisturizer that has an SPF in it.
You know Chapstick has SPF 12
in it? I do know that, yeah.
Well, why do you eat in the winter?
The sun's always out. It's not strong. It's always protecting your skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I know things are different than when we were kids, and I think about this a lot, that just... Things are just different. And things were different for us when we were kids than when your grandparents were kids. So what happened to, like, when we were kids, our seventh grade English class or seventh grade class always smelled like cucumber body spray from Bath and Body Works or some sort of lotion. Or when we would buy... a girl a present, it was things of lotion or sprays from Bed Bath and Beyond. Not Bed Bath and Beyond, Bath and Body Works. Yeah.
It's evolved to something new that Sephora has taken over. And Sephora,
but
it's because people think Sephora is very preppy. I think Sephora is very preppy.
Don't put it on other people.
It's me. Well, I'm included in those people.
Okay.
But it's very preppy, and they have all those brands that are popular. Bath and Body Works has that one brand, right? People like where they can get all their brands in one place.
Do you like, though, the scent of... Like, you wouldn't buy something unless you liked the scent of it, right?
No. Well, I mean...
You wouldn't buy something just because you like... Just because the brand is good, but the scent is terrible.
There's just one thing I have. I don't really like the scent, but I like how it works.
Okay. Like, but you wouldn't buy like a broccoli scented lip balm, right?
No, why would I get that?
If you love the brand, right, it wouldn't make any sense. So
okay, maybe if it was extremely popular,
But the difference is the cost at Sephora, things are much more expensive.
But Bath and Body Works isn't the same.
Well, right, but there are different... There's different values at different levels.
Like, you were saying the body sprays at Bath and Body Works. I like the Sol de Janeiro perfumes. They're two different things.
I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. So now, this is what you will save your allowance for, is Sephora stuff. Like, this will go on, like, gift lists. And what you will save your allowance for, right?
Well, I don't spend that much of my allowance.
No, you don't. I know. You're very good about it.
But if I would spend it on something...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now, I'd probably be skincare, yeah.
Okay. I was just curious. Because Mom and I have always been impressed that you don't spend your allowance much. And you do a decent job, as much as you say, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this, of delaying satisfaction. That, okay, I'm going to save for this. And this is also a reason why allowance is... Where are you going?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Allowance, I read this not too long ago, that your allowance shouldn't be as much money as the thing that you would buy all the time. So say you wanted to go to get a hot chocolate at Starbucks every week or something. Like, say that was something that your friends, you guys did together. Oh. Well, if your allowance
you
was
the,
if
you
your allowance
$5
if your allowance was the cost of the hot chocolate, then you don't learn how to save at all. So you've done a very good job saving. I just want you to now think about what you're spending it on and what is truly, like, yes, you can spend it on things that you want for sure.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think, like, will be helpful?
But like the difference between having three of something versus five or six of them, like when is it excessive? Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
Like, I spent
spent
my allowance on this blanket on my bed, like this blue one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that's like new. Love it. I wanted it.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
But look, I want you to be.
But like, I didn't buy six of them.
But most importantly is I want you with skincare, beauty products, anything. I want you to feel confident and comfortable in yourself.
I do.
No matter what you have on, that I want you to feel comfortable. And I understand how certain things can make you feel even better. I totally get it. I know it too. Mom knows it. Everybody does. But I want you to make sure that you're comfortable and confident no matter what.
Okay.
Whether you have it or you don't. Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite scent?
I have favorite brands. I don't have favorite scents.
No, like something that you have that you think that smells the best. It doesn't have to be a spray. It could be a lotion. It could be a lip balm. Anything you think smells the best.
No.
How about something that smells great?
Something that smells great is the Sol de Janeiro Brazilian Bum Bum Cream.
Say that a little clearer.
The Sol de Janeiro Brazilian Bum Bum Cream.
Okay.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation. I only rolled my eyes, I think, out. Maybe not even outwardly once. Maybe. Inside, I did.
In your head? Yeah. How many times?
A few. I love you.
Love you.